The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Yeah, it's Kalashaw Tinsley and Mr. Bob Ryan. And I'm looking at Mr. Bob Ryan here. Should I do it? I'm gonna do it. Three-pointers, the all-time NBA record was set for most per game in a season. Is this a good thing, Bob? Is it a good thing? Let's go! Look at him, he's red hot. He's red hot. We'll get to that in a second. Let's start with Mr. James Harden last night.
Not to like brag or anything, but I'm really good at this game.
For him to come back and come off the bench, and of course, since this is Brooklyn, this was with Durant, but without Kyrie Irving because he had a facial contusion. And for Harden to have 18 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds in 26 minutes, and for Brooklyn to roll the Spurs. Tim Kalashaw, what did you see?
Not to brag, Tony, I'm really good at this game occasionally. But let me say this about James Harden. We expected that kind of performance because, and I want to give Steve Nash something credit for something because he hasn't gotten a lot of credit. He's gotten some criticism this year. The Nets have been very cautious every time they've had a Durant, Irving, Harden out. He's been very cautious with the minutes. They know what's ahead. They know it's all about the playoffs. And so they probably could have brought Harden back last week. But they want to get him 3 or 4 games here before the playoffs. He looked fine. Irving should be back for the weekend. And now they're going to be whole, even though they've only had 7 games all year that the three of them played. So in a lot of ways, we really don't know what they're capable of doing. We have an idea. Offensively, it'll be great. And I think defensively, they'll be challenged. But Harden is fine.
Clinton Yates.
I mean, what I saw last night was nothing but good news. If I'm a Nets fan, Harden looks happy. Harden is assisting the ball all over the place, as we saw. We know that Kyrie was out, and what we saw, you know, but what we saw from him before was also motivated. This is all coming together very nicely for the Nets, considering the debacle that all y'all thought it was going to be because of how Harden got there and what Kyrie had to say about the off-the-court stuff. I'm very impressed at this point with how the Nets have put it together. I know some people think that Kevin Durant has to be the best player in order for them to win the title. I think it's got to be James Harden on that team, and he showed what that can be last night for me.
Well, Bob Ryan, I'll go to you now, and maybe you could start with what Clinton Yates just left off with, that this should be Harden if they're going to win the title.
I'm not looking at it that way at all. You've got this triumvirate. They're all capable of 40-point games, all three of them. It won't happen. If it all happens at once, that'll be very interesting, be very historic. No, we know how good they can be, but they're still going to be a mystery guest when they enter the tournament, which we'd like to call it, because of the fact that they've only played this few number of games together, and you're going to expect some kind of a polish and cohesion for them to succeed. And Tim's right about the defense. Let me tell you this about this guy. I was a skeptic. I used to kid that all he does is dribble for 19 seconds and then take a step back, or every once in a while go to the basket and fall down and they put him on the line. Well, obviously that's not true. Obviously he's a tremendously incredible player. You know that only Russell Westbrook has more 10 assist games than this guy, and he's missed all these games? So that's a tribute. I got to give him his due. He's amazing.
Justin Tinsley.
If I'm living in the borough of Brooklyn or if I'm a Nets fan, I'm super pumped right now. Brooklyn is 28-7 when Harden plays, and they shot 61% last night. I still think Durant is the best player on that team, but that is a clearly a different team when Harden is running the show on offense. And we talk about chemistry. We talk about can they gel in time. These guys will be fine. They're all friends off the court, and they get along off the court. So on the court, it will work just fine. And I think chemistry is honestly kind of overrated. You know, when we saw the Miami Heat that first year, they were together. They went to the finals, and they had chemistry issues all throughout the season. Granted, of course, I know they lost the finals. But I think if you're Brooklyn, all you have to do is just be healthy come playoff time, and they will gel, and they will be just fine.
An interesting tactic there from Tinsley. Chemistry doesn't matter. Remember the Heat? They lost the finals. Kalashaw, you want back in, please?
Yeah, I just wanted to say to my pal up above me in Plasma One, Kevin Durant has 2 finals MVPs. James Harden has maybe attended some finals with ticket stubs. But, you know, I don't know how you can say Kevin Durant James Harden is the most important player.
Clinton, you can respond to that.
I didn't say he's the most important player.
You said he's the key to winning or whatever.
I didn't say he's the most important player. I said he needs to be the best player for the Nets to win the title. I didn't say he's the most important player. Those are two separate things.
Better than Kevin Durant.
I don't know if I see a distinction there, but I'm picking up what you're putting down there. Bob Ryan, last word to you. Since Kalashaw brought up Harden's postseason struggles, is that something that factors into the equation this year or not?
I think it's going to be there if he gets off to a bad start, because people will be able to help on that. Let me just say this. The three of them have a bond. They want to win. The other two guys have never won. They got to get something on their belt. And as far as Durant's concerned, you know he's always worried about his image. He wants to show the world that he made the right decision this time after all the criticism he took in Golden State.
Justin, I know you don't care about chemistry so much. Physics, an object that is in motion, stays in motion. The motion is going down right now. We'll move on. Raising your bubble banner while LeBron and Anthony Davis are in street clothes. Can you do that? Lakers did it now because now they've got, you know, some fans in the seats. LeBron said that was important. Clinton, you said doing this last night was a stroke of brilliance for a reason. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
The reason is because the Los Angeles Lakers, the storied franchise who do the business of show better than anybody else in the NBA, well, they're playing a little something we like to call the play-in. So here's that. Oh, look at this other shiny thing, Lakers fans. There is a banner. And it actually worked a little bit. People are pumped up about this in Los Angeles. You remember what happened in the year that passed that we all wanted to forget. Going into the playoffs, I think there's a little something there, a little gamesmanship on the showmanship part. I liked it a lot.
Gamesmanship on the showmanship. I think Justin Tinsley is picking up what you're putting down because he wants to change the conversation about his points right now. Justin, what do you think about the Lakers doing it last night?
It kind of shocked me at first. It was like, it's like four games left in the season. Why are you just now raising the banner? Then it hit me that the reality of what this past year has been really struck me. But of course, like Clinton said, they know what the prize is. They're going to, unless Portland and Dallas lose out and they win out, they're going to be in the playoff game, in the play-in game. So I think they're getting themselves mentally prepared for that because they have to. Like, this is the first time a LeBron-led team has won three games without him since the 2012-13 season. And Frank Vogel said last night, before Saturday's upcoming game against Indiana, it might be just the second time all season that he has a fully healthy and complete roster. So they understand the playoffs start now. They know what's at stake.
Tim Kalashaw on the Lakers doing the banner.
In a lot of ways, I do think it worked. I mean, normally you do it the first second home game of the year, and then you got to play for 6 months before you get to the playoffs. This gave LeBron and the Lakers a chance to say, this is what we did last year. We're going to go do it again. It starts next week. Let's get at it.
And Bob Ryan?
In these unusual circumstances, we know they would have done it back in October. They can do whatever they damn well please, in my opinion. They've earned it. They are the champions. I don't think there's any cloud hanging over them about last year. Everybody who follows the NBA, and not as many people do as some people think, by the way, but among those who do, they know damn right well who they are, and then they're reminding people who they are, and they're getting ready for the playoffs. Good for them.
I know we had this conversation last year, but when they count their overall titles in Los Angeles, they include Minneapolis, the Lakers. Bob, where do you come down on that?
Totally in favor of it. It's a franchise. A franchise is a franchise. What's their nickname? By the way, when they moved in 1960-61 after the 59-60, they were in the finals in 59. A guy named Elgin Baylor was their best player. Well, he was also one of the first stars of the Lakers when they moved to L.A. There is that link. You cannot take it away. Anybody that says otherwise, to hell with them. I'm right. They're wrong.
Tim, you want to walk into that?
Oh, no, I'm going to pass on that. It's weird when you get into St. Louis Rams, L.A. Rams, things, connections, but this has been there long enough. Minneapolis, it's fine.
One more story here, and yes, Bob, now I turn to you here because I understand your view of this beautiful game of basketball, and you're in a little thing I like to call the Hall of Fame. But if every three-pointer taken in the next 60 games is missed, it will still be the NBA record for most three-pointers per game. 9 straight years that record has been set. So when you consider if this is good for the game, or in your opinion that it's not so good for the game, what are you drilling down on right now, Bob?
Well, I'm going down. Look, I understand the expertise, and one guy in particular is unavoidably wonderful, and that's Stephon Curry. Let me just give you a quick how the game has changed. It's changed the game. It is not the same game. Jason Tatum had a 60-point game a week or so ago, and Larry Bird had one in 1985. In Bird's game, there were 9 three-pointers attempted in the whole game. In Tatum's game, there were 62. It's a different sport. And I think a lesser sport, and not as intriguing and interesting, and not as balanced.
That was incredibly measured, and I appreciate your expertise in this, Bob. But about 5 minutes ago, you called it an abomination against what? God?
It's an abomination unto the Lord. Yeah, it is. And people, somewhere down the road, there will be divine retribution for what they've done to this game. I don't know when it'll be, but it'll come. Mm-hmm.
Clinton Yates?
My issue with how three-pointers have affected the game is not have anything to do with the NBA. It has to do with pickup basketball. Three is not twice two. So if you're on a court playing pickup, it's either all ones or twos and threes. This twos and one nonsense is for suckers. Don't do
Tim
that.
Kalisha on the three-point game, issue, please.
My issue is that we've completely lost the variety in the game. 15 years ago when the Suns took 25 a game, people thought it was crazy. Other teams were shooting 10. Today, Utah's at the top at 42 or 3. New York and San Antonio are at the bottom at 29. Everybody shoots 35 threes.
Justin, you seem apoplectic that all the elders of this program feel this way. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a lot of get off my lawn energy right now, but I do want to say not all hope is lost. My little cousin Caden, his AAU team is doing a free throw fundraiser, and they're shooting free throws for every dollar they make, and I've donated $100. So not all hope is lost.
Wow. Whoa. All right. For Caden, we'll do it there. Taking a break here. Buy ourselves next. We're going to get into some a caller into Sports Talk Radio by the name of Tom from Titletown, I believe. Tom Sr. from Titletown. We'll be back on the Fan.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
You guys see the NFL release their schedule yesterday?
Huh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Buccaneers' 29th hardest schedule if you take last year's records into account, which you could or you could not. For Brady at Patriots week 4, let's go to the phones.
I saw the schedule come out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season, and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game.
That's Tom Brady Sr., the caller, Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bob, buy or sell, Mr. Brady here.
I am buying. Tom Sr. has never shied away from a microphone or a notebook that I know of. And if there was a parent in America who should be proud of his athletic offspring, I would think it would be Tom Brady Sr.
Clinton Yates?
First time, long time here, Tony. Tim from Titletown. Just wanted to let you guys know that the rest of the NFC is the issue here. Every single team has major identity issues outside of the Bucks, who actually won it. This makes sense, and I love him calling hotlines at radio stations. We love to see it.
Tim Kalisha.
I admit I was more focused on Tampa Bay's first opponent on September 9th, but I was aware of this game as well. I know what that's about, and New England, you're in trouble.
Justin Tinsley.
I'm buying this with all the Bitcoin in the world. I love the drama. I love old man Brady getting spicy. And I'm today years old finding out that Tom Brady's actually a junior. I never knew this. And they said the cheapest ticket already for this game is $1,500. This game is going to be the most hyped regular season game that I can remember, and I can't wait.
And Belichick's name hasn't been invoked, Bob. I'll ask you. Is he going to get amped up for this game, or is this going to be just another game for him?
Oh, he'll deny everything, yeah. But this is going to be Armageddon. Don't worry.
If you do the math, Brady can pass Drew Brees for all-time yards in week four. He averages what he did last year, which is an amazing thing. Does anybody put any stock into the 29th hardest schedule if you count last year's records for next year? Bob, do you?
I think it looks to me like a 14-2 schedule, yes.
Okay, so it makes you think they can repeat easier. Tinsley, how about you?
No, I don't pay attention to strength of schedule in the NFL.
Kalisha?
Too much changes in the NFL.
Those numbers could be misleading, but then again, they got the Saints in their division who were really good last year, and they lost their quarterback.
No, like I said, the competition overall in the NFC is the issue, which is not that good. The team that was going to beat them, well, they don't even know what's going on at the quarterback.
They play the NFC East and the AFC East. And Bob, this is our first correction for this. It's a 17-game season now. You said 14-2. You're going to have to go 15-2. We'll move on. Teddy Bridgewater on the All Things Covered podcast, Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden. Let's take a listen.
One of the things we didn't do much of when I was there, we didn't practice 2 minutes, really. We didn't practice red zone, you know,
what?
So.
The most important thing.
What?
Clinton, is the bigger story Bridgewater saying that or the Panthers and Matt Rhule allegedly not practicing that?
It's absolutely the Panthers. I mean, let's not forget how Matt Rhule walked into this job and kind of shocked everybody in terms of skipping the line to get to the head of the table as far as being a head coach. If he's coming in, he's got patterns and methods that just don't run well with not just the guys on the team, but are showing shocked faces to other players around the league. Yeah, that's an issue. That's a weird bit, man.
DC?
I don't know about putting this on Matt Rhule. Joe Brady was the LSU offensive coordinator. This is probably his doing. Maybe the year before, LSU didn't need a two-minute drill, because they scored in about three plays every time Joe Burrow and that team touched the ball. They need to adjust to the NFL, though.
Carolina did not score every three plays. Bridgewater was struggling in the red zone. Justin Tinsley, when you hear him talk about it, what did you think?
I mean, you just said it. On the surface, if you look at Bridgewater's struggles, you blame him, but it's deeper than rap. How do you not practice a red zone offense? That's where the majority of your touchdowns are going to come from if you're lucky enough. And also, let me say this too, Tony. There's a little bit of this. Like, if you're Teddy Bridgewater, like, how do you break up with me for Sam Darnold? You date up, not date down.
Bob Ryan, how about you?
I'm always intrigued and learn something in sports, or you hear about something that well, I never thought about that. Yeah. It never occurred to me that there'd be that kind of deviation of practice methodology in the NFL. Now, as far as whether it's true or not, I would say this. My observation over the years is that Teddy Bridgewater's a pretty savvy and intelligent young man and conscientious, and I would have to say, I'm arching an eyebrow here.
Buy or sell three, Knicks and Hawks clinching a playoff spot last night. One you have talked about, the other you have not. Trae Young wants a mute for all you guys. I feel like I haven't gotten the recognition, and the guys from this team haven't gotten the recognition that we deserve. That comes with winning. The Hawks are the four seed. They are winning. Are the Atlanta Hawks getting enough love, Justin Tinsley?
No, they're not, and I want to shout out Nate McMillan. The Hawks are 25-11 since he took over, but hey, Trae, I love you. I love watching you play. Legends are created in the postseason, so now's your time.
Bob Ryan?
Historically, they've been undersold, even when they were had good teams in the 80s. So it's just something about the atmosphere there. But he's right. They deserve more.
Wait. But why is it about the atmosphere there? Why is it not about the people who do the talking there? Clinton Yates, are the Hawks getting enough credit for this run here?
No, they're not, because some people on this program like to talk about triple-doubles more, but he's exactly right. Tinsley, that is. McMillan, who got dunked by the Pacers. How does it feel? This is a McMillan revenge tour. I cannot wait until they see them in the playoffs.
Tim, buy or sell Trae Young here, saying we don't get enough.
The guy who's really not getting talked about is John Collins, and he's a fantastic player, and we'll see that in the playoffs. Last year, they were 20 and 47. They didn't even get an invite to Orlando. They weren't good enough to go to the bubble. Now they're going to be right in the thick of it.
Ah, good run there from Kalashawn Tinsley at the end there. Justin, anything you want to say to your chemistry teacher in high school, Mrs. Edwards?
I love you, Miss Edwards, and I really hope you like that 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying CD.
Oh, is that what you remember about chemistry in high school, that you had a 50? Yates, Ryan, showdown in 2 minutes.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Eddie Rosario checked his swing yesterday, according to the umpires here. But you look at it, and the bat is really going through the zone. Make the call, Bob Ryan. Check swing or no check swing?
That is definitely a check swing. The ball was past him by the time he made that exaggerated, necessary defensive motion. No question that was a check swing.
Clinton.
When you're a young player, you're taught when you're getting out of the way of the ball, drop the bat so you don't bring it through the zone and swing, which is what he did, even if the umpire called it otherwise.
I think the umpire made a ruling here. It was about his safety, and it was an inch from his face. I'm lean with you, Bob Ryan. We'll move on. You're going to make another call here. Teaneck High School, and this is Justin Mayer. We saw this on TJ Quinn's Twitter feed. And look at this catch. All right, it's a well-struck ball. A catch over the wall, and he goes over the wall. We've seen this before. And Clinton Yates, we all think it's an amazing, amazing play, but what do you think seeing it?
I love it. It's an out. The best part about it, he loses the lid and also comes up and gets it around without jumping back over the fence. We got a ball game to play here, boys. Great play out of
here. Catch or home run, Bob Ryan?
Oh, I think that's absolutely a catch. You're right. I have seen that before, and I'm happy that it was the type of offense in which he would not get hurt. And that was good. But high school, come on, the kid's great. Yeah. I love it.
The kid is great today. The kid's getting 30 seconds of FaceTime. The kid being Mr. Bob Ryan.
On Saturday evening, the Basketball Hall of Fame will have a new enshrinement that we're going to honor. They will be honoring the greatest three-man trio ever to go in together. Collectively, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett have had 48 All-Star Game appearances, 25 All-NBA first teams, 26 All-NBA first team defense, 4 MVPs, and 11 championships. And as we well know, Kobe Bryant's the closest thing in style and competitiveness to Michael Jordan. Tim Duncan is the greatest all-around big man in terms of two positions and aggressive power forward, period, ever. And as far as Kevin Garnett's concerned, there was nobody like him. To say he was intense is to damn him with faint praise. This is the best trio ever to win together, and I salute them heartily.
Kim Mulkey as well, I mean, another name. And then, of course, two people so close to my heart, Mr. Mike Breen from Fordham University and WFUV, bang! And Mike Wilbon, my TV dad. I love you, Mike. Speaking of love, we need to celebrate love. Justin Tinsley, you sneaky man. You went on vacation and got married.
Whoa, look at that.
Here's to you and Jade. We love you.
Love you, Jade.